Hello, friends. This is Adley Adelson, plucky meta radio announcer of the future. As we approach the 10-year anniversary of Ladyfinger's nuclear meltdown, WLFC is offering an exclusive retrospective. How did we get here? Where are we going? Is there actually hope? Likely not. We begin our look back at how it all began with a not at all young, but fairly middle-aged and yet still aspiring wannabe journalist and walking bag of wind mixed with delusion-based oafishness, Tad Bilchner. We find Mr. Bilchner being escorted out of the WLFC News Radio building, situated in the downtown area of the still somewhat pristine city of Ladyfinger, by two schlubby, broad-sized security guards named Joey and Hambone. Hambone? Really? I guess their names don't really matter, because they probably won't have any lines. Where was I? Ah, yes.
You can't fire me! I'm the whiskey-soaked, gravelly, golden-voiced god of radio! I'm Tad Bilchner, man! I was the one that was about to put this station on the map! Well, it's probably already on a map. Like, map of the town? But I mean, now WLFC will never hit the big time! Definitely not without me!
Sir, you weren't fired. You weren't even hired. You were just here for a job interview, right, Joey?
Yeah, that's right, Hambone. During the interview, Mr. Bilchner, you became unruly and wouldn't stop calling Mr. Quickman Flipman. He then politely asked you to leave, at which point you got up out of your chair, said, "I'll show you a flip, man," and then reached into your pocket to pull out a concealed weapon.
I wasn't gonna pull out a weapon. All I was gonna do was flip him off. See, I go into my pocket like I got something in it, and then bam, the bird. Hey, I thought she said you two McGillis didn't have any lines.
My mistake.
Let's go.
Ouch! All right, Ham Hands. I can take it from here.
His name is Ham Bone.
Just take your meat mitts off me, you damn dirty chimp. And by that, I'm referring to your size, like you're an ape. I'm not... It's a Charlton Heston reference. I'm not referring to your ethnicity, which is what, by the way?
Does that really matter, sir?
I guess not. It's a blind medium anyway.
I think he meant in this day and age, sir.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I suppose it doesn't matter. We're all just people, right? I'm hip. I'm awoke. And we're all created equal. Or whatever. And yet I'm the one who's being thrown out of a building for standing up against some snoot, getting all convoluted and patriotic about my frickin' grammar.
I think what you meant to say, sir, is patronizing and condescending.
You want to see condescending? Here, look in my pocket. Bam!
That obscene gesture's not necessary, sir.
Good day, sir.
Yet no lines, huh? Well, way to go, Rick Astley.
Again, my apologies.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Astley.
Adley.
Whatever. Psh. Some announcer.
We take you now back inside the WLFC building to the office of one Whitley Quickman, a scholarly man, a true gentleman in every way, despite feeling quite regularly that his skills as a news anchor are not being used to their full potential by his employers.
Oh, my goodness. That man has some serious anger management issues and impulse control issues and grammatical issues. There's absolutely no way this poor, beleaguered station, already on the brink of going under, could stay afloat with someone that prickly standing close to the life preserver. He clearly needs some serious therapeutic help. Why, I wouldn't work with him if he were the last man on Earth. But who can I hire? Oh, the station manager is not going to be pleased. Not one bit. I can't believe we can't find a single experienced person with a broadcasting degree to take the co-anchor position.
Boy, that's tough. And now, unfortunately... back to Tad.
I heard that.
Of course you did.
Yeah, whatever. Aw, come on, Tad. Why'd you have to do all that? You're sabotaging yourself, man. Oh, boy. Now I'm talking to myself. I think maybe I may have some serious mental issues. No, you know what, Tad? Don't do that. Wait, who are you? You. Me? You. Me? Yes. Who, me? Yes! Oh, I'm freaking out! We're freaking out! Alright, that's enough, Chippy. I'm not Chippy, I'm Tad. I know that, I'm you! Me? Shut up and listen, will ya? Well, I don't have to be so mean about it.
Yep, he's bonkers.
Hey, look it! I'm trying to tell you, from now on, it's not you, it's them. It's not your fault. You know you've got the chops and the proper grasp of the English language to be a news anchor, man. I mean, you know whose fault this is. It's the communication course instructors over at Edgemont Technical College. Bunch of know-nothing, know-it-all hacks.
Suddenly, out in the not-too-far-off distance, there is a fantastic, blinding flash of light that stops Tad's outer, inner, self-pep talk, mono-dialogue, dead in its tracks.
Ah, Manfred Mann's Earthbend single, Blinded by the Light! I've been blinded by the light! Oh, I hope that's you, Dad, and your alien buddies come to take me back to their planet. I've had enough of this place, this year. Well, first, my wife leaves me for the mayor of the neighboring town. Then I get banned from drinking at the Mop and Bucket. Then I get fired from my paper company job after a misunderstanding at an office Christmas party that's followed by a tasering so severe I lost all hearing in my left ear. And now, I'm a 40-year-old orphan of an alien-abducted father who's a technical college flunky that's been thrown out of his fifth building during 10 botched job interviews today. So come on, take me now, Pops. Beam me up. I'm ready to leave. I just hope I don't have to drink any of that special Kool-Aid, you know?
As it turns out, the flash of light was actually from a meteorite crashing down near the Ladyfinger nuclear plant.
Oh, boy, wow, that's loud. Oh, man. And that light is warm.
And now, quickly back to Mr. Swiftman. Swiftly back to Mr. Quickman. Just leaving the office, about to head home, right at the moment of impact.
My goodness! Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems I've been blinded by a brilliant yet distant blaze from some kind of semi-massive to massive explosion.
It's just me here, sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I've been on the air a lot lately, Joey.
It's Hambone, sir.
Well, whatever. You know what I meant.
Funny, Ms. Rinnellan said it was supposed to be overcast this afternoon.
Don't you see? There's been an explosion, Hambone. A cataclysmic explosion.
Oh, right. My bad.
It is at this precise moment when both Mr. Quickman and Mr. Bilchner, in their respective locations, experience the sensation of someone or something tightly grabbing a hold of their shoulders. Tightly. At which point, both men at the same time are hoisted aloft high into the air and far beyond the dangerous nuclear explosion raining down on the
Denizens.
Residents across Clover County.
Great Scott! I seem to be getting carried off by some kind of aerial being. Is it an angel, Hambone? Hambone? Hambone! Oh no! The whole town below is in flames! He didn't make it!
Hey, Poppy, not so tight, huh? Hey, wait, what the? Oh, gross! A big moth? What are you, some kind of a demon thing?
We jump now to 1 month after this incident. Clover County lies in smoldering, radioactive ruins. Alien aggressors from their interplanetary meteorite have launched their invasion, and the government of Earth has quickly surrounded the county with a heavily armed border patrol to ensure that none of the mutated monstrosities escape to the neighboring towns and cities. Newsman Whitley Quickman, alive and well in the WLFC newsroom, about to do his first radio news broadcast since the Ladyfinger meteorite nuclear plant meltdown incident, with his brand new co-anchor.
Tad Bilchner here, also alive and well. Hey, Nestle's quick. Your rash heal up yet or what? Because mine hasn't.
Well, alive at least.
Yeah, shut up, Appleseed.
Adelson. Well, folks, I'm off to get myself a pumpkin spice latte. Ta-ta for now.
Yeah. What later, jerk?
Jerk? Tad, just because I don't want to discuss our coincidentally matching rashes in the workplace again does not give you the right to call me names. It's not professional.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the announcer.
What announcer? We don't have an announcer yet.
No, I mean that voice.
Oh, please don't start with that again. There is no such thing as a Mothman.
Well, then explain to me the late 1990s, early 2000s Richard Gere-looking guy coming to my house that night to tell me that a man who looked like a giant moth had told him to tell me that I need to warn the people of this county that they all had to evacuate their homes because a meteor from space was going to crash into the Ladyfinger power plant and that that would cause countywide mass mutations.
Meteorite.
What?
Meteorite. You called a meteorite a meteor, but once any part of a meteoroid survives entrance through the Earth's atmosphere, then it's called a meteorite. Therefore...
So the Richard Gere guy tells me that if I didn't warn everyone, then Ladyfinger and the surrounding towns would be quarantined by the government. Oh, and of course there was that occult biker gang that opened up a portal to all kinds of different spiritual dimensions that weekend, and that's how that thing was able to find Richard Gere standing and I... Explain that, pal!
The Richard Gere standing and me. And please, try to watch the run-on sentences, Tad. And also, I can't.
Can't what?
Explain it. But if, and I can't believe I'm actually indulging your warped little fantasy, but if that was really what had happened, Tad, then why didn't you do it?
Do what?
Make some sort of attempt to warn Ladyfinger of her imminent danger.
Why do you think I wanted to work at a radio station, dipstick?
I thought you had a bunch of interviews lined up that day.
Don't change the subject. Look it, notifying the town would have been a whole lot of work, all right? And see, I just remembered.
What?
The day the meteor...
Right.
Crash landed. I almost forgot. Right after that explosion, the Mothman, he picked me up and flew away with me in his arms, or legs. Remember? I told you about that. I said that it was right after that. That's when I blacked out. The next thing I know, I'm waking out in the outskirts of town.
Tad, you black out on the outskirts of town all the time. And the inskirts. You've told me this story countless times over the last 31 days of our relationship. This exact tale. Plus the several other times over the last month when I've had to come pick you up all over town because you've blacked out again. But those incidents were, of course, all due to different reasons altogether, right?
But then how many times where I've ended up in the middle of a field, smart guy?
Several. But really, Tad, we're going to have to do the 11 o'clock nightly news in a moment. Real news, mind you. None of this National Enquirer type prattle you've been going on about.
But come on! You said you got picked up during the explosion, too. Who carried you to safety?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I think it's safe to say that it wasn't a flying Mothman. I think the blast must have just thrown me to safety.
Yeah, right. Blasted you out of the fallout zone. Come on, Stifley. We were chosen. We were saved for a reason.
Oh, what now?
And then the power went out.
How was the latte?
What latte? All the county cows are radioactive.
Didn't you hear her say... Then the power went out.
I can see that the power is out, Tad. In fact, it's so dark in here, that's all I can see. Something must be wrong with the generator.
Forget it. Why is there only two of us working right now?
Why are there only two of us working here right now?
That's what I want to know. I mean, what kind of dinky-rink organization have I signed up with?
With what kind of rinky-dink organization have I signed up?
Wow, it's dark in here. Darker than the devil's...
Tad!
What? I was going to say donut hole.
No, you weren't. But what I was going to say was, I've got two flashlights right here in my desk. Here, catch.
Oh, Captain Corelli's contusions.
Oh, no. Oh, my. I'm so sorry, Tad.
You got me right in the face, you quick-chucking chicken liver chucklehead. Why wouldn't you turn your flashlight on first and then throw the other to me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I realize now that would have been a more suitable course of action. I suppose I panicked.
All right, well, can you turn it on now so I can find mine?
Yes, of course. Here we go.
Ah, Eagles, a death metal cover of Manfred Mann Band single, Blinded by the Light. God, I've been blinded by the light. Again.
Jeepers, I'm so sorry, Tad.
Jeepers, really? Point it down on the floor, you hump.
Hey, no need for name calling, Tad.
Yes, there is.
Okay, look, there's your flashlight right by your foot.
Just wait.
No, your other foot.
Gah! Oh, all I see now are those little spots floating around in my eyes. You know, like the ones you get when you've been staring at the sun too long?
I'm sorry, Tad. It's just so dark in here.
Okay. That's better.
All right. We'll look. Oh, there it is. Right there.
Nope. Still seeing spots. Like two big red ones.
Red ones? Where?
I think they're right beside you.
What?
Well, maybe it's the exit light.
No, it's not the exit light, Tad. The power's out. Look, I'm gonna go find the fuse box. Whoa, Tad. Why are your eyes glowing red? Wait, glowing red? Hey, let me go! Let me go! Hey! Oh! Tad, help!
Quickman!
Mothman!
No, I'm pretty sure I said it right this time.
No, Tad, the Mothman has me. He's taking me down under.
The Mothman's taking you to Australia?
Tad, wait.
Wow, he really swept you off your feet, didn't he? If he doesn't at any point of the trip, you know, offer you a pill to go with your wine, you should have a good time.
Tad!
I mean it. There are a lot less poisonous animals over there than here.
Fewer and venomous. Poisonous refers to something...
Hey, could you find the lights before you leave, though? I don't know where the fuse box is.
Tad, please! He's got me down under the stairs, in the basement.
Well, why wouldn't you just say you're in the basement? Well, just don't put the lotion in the basket. Or do, or however that works. Wait, right, it's the wrong movie. Though there is a moth on the poster. All right, well, hang on there, Junior. I'm coming down.
The basement? Sounds like a cliffhanger to me. Tune in next time for the exciting second half of Mutant County Origins, etc., etc., something Mothman.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.